This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by True Niagen. New True Niagen Pro contains a unique form of vitamin B3, clinically proven to safely increase NAD, which is a vital resource used every day to help fuel and maintain the health of all living cells. NAD is critical for energy and cellular repair and supports muscle function. But as we age, NAD has been found to decline up to 50%. True Niagen Pro is clinically proven to safely increase NAD levels, caring for your cells to help you age better and live better. True Niagen Pro is only available through healthcare practitioners. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com to get yours.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, a weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine, wherein you can pose your questions related to medicine and nutrition. Our number is 877-726-8255, and we'd be happy to take your question this hour or next. And we got lots to talk about, lots of news coming down the pike from the health front, and we're going to discuss nutrition. A little later in the program, we're going to talk about a key nutrient that may play a role in depression and may ultimately help patients with serious major depression recover from their problem. 877-726-8255. And it's kind of a weird time of year because we just had Labor Day and a lot of people were off. And then people rush home and they have to get their kids, grandkids off to school. There's a big transition. It's hard to get in the rhythm of work after so much leisure time over the summer. The temperatures in some parts of the country are starting to go down. There's a little bit more darkness. And then all of a sudden, in the midst of it, this year, very peculiar circumstance, the Jewish holidays are coming up. So it's have vacation on your mark, get, set, go, and then, you know, all the teachers are off here in New York City, and many people are celebrating New Year's and ultimately Yom Kippur. So a very happy New Year to many of you listeners out there who are celebrating. And there's a story here that suggests that this may be the very best broadcast to listen to. If you're going to listen to one edition of Intelligent Medicine all year, well, this and perhaps subsequent broadcasts during the fall season, maybe when I'm at my best, and maybe you're at your best in terms of comprehension. Headline here, are you smarter in the fall? New study says brain power fluctuates by season. Researchers find a seasonal pattern in cognitive activity that peaks around the beginning of autumn, which should be right around, you know, maybe in a couple of weeks. Officially, it's still the summer season, but we're starting to move towards the fall season. According to a new study conducted by researchers from the U.S., Canada, France, and Israel, we may have more brains than just one. We may have winter brains, spring brains, summer, and fall brains, to be exact. So what's up with that? Well, they analyzed data from 3,500 participants who took tests of their thinking and concentration skills. And they also looked at levels of proteins associated with Alzheimer's disease. And they found that actually there was a 30% greater chance of meeting the diagnostic criteria for something called MCI, mild cognitive impairment, sometimes referred to as mild dementia, if the tests were done in the winter months. That's when people really tend to slow down. Maybe your brain goes into hibernation mode. It's not clear why. But they say the difference in performance was enough to impact the clinical impression of what diagnostic category a patient was going to be in. So some patients may be teetering on the brink of dementia. They do better in fall, but by winter and spring, they've actually crossed the line to MCI, mild cognitive impairment. And then summer, a little bit of an uptick, and finally, in fall months, things start to go a little better. It's not clear what's going on. Is it about the light? Is it about circadian rhythms? Do people go into hibernation mode when it's dark? Is it about temperature, or perhaps even about vitamin D, which you get less of unless you're taking vitamin D supplements in the winter? But they're going to do more research on this. They say this is something we're keen to look into. So hopefully you're in a receptive mood. You can call us, 877-726-8255. And here's an item that I put in the category of a clickbait headline, a classic clickbait headline. This is from the UK Independent. British papers are just famous for their tabloid headlines. They do health stories, and then down the margin of the page you can see bikini-clad celebrities that paparazzi stalk so that they can splash pictures across the front of these tabloids. But the headline here is, olive oil better than Viagra at slashing impotence. Whoa, what's up with that? A weekly dose of olive oil could be better than Viagra at helping boost a man's performance in the bedroom, new research suggests. I sent this to my good sponsors at myfavoriteoliveoil.com. I'm not sure that they're going to make the claim that their olive oil boosts sexual performance. Researchers from none other than the University of Athens. You think that's a coincidence? That's sort of the epicenter of the Mediterranean diet. And they're justifiably proud of the health benefits of the Mediterranean diet. They say that just 9 tablespoons of olive oil is enough to reduce impotence by around 40%. Well, that's pretty good. and cheaper than Viagra, which depends on where you get it, but could be up to $50 a pop. They say olive oil has a wealth of health benefits, including keeping blood vessels healthy and maintaining circulation throughout the body. So it stands to reason that it might help circulation in that part of the body. Now here's where you got to do a little critical thinking about this headline. They say here, a study of 660 men with an average age of 67 found that those that adopted a Mediterranean-style diet, which is rich in fruits and vegetables, legumes, fish, and nuts, as well as olive oil, had far fewer problems in between the sheets and saw a vast improvement in their bedroom prowess. So that's not about, like, eating Big Macs and a lot of junk food. And then, oh, by the way, you just take some olive oil and, you know, it's going to make you into a stud. It's about the Mediterranean diet, which happens to be rich in olive oil. And you can't just separate that out as a component, an isolated component of the Mediterranean diet. And, put that in a bottle that you can sell in a health food store as magic liquid Viagra. It's not going to happen. They also say that olive oil may help to increase testosterone levels. That's interesting. I hadn't heard that. But obviously, this is supporting what the Greeks are all about, which is a Mediterranean diet, rich in olive oil, rich in nuts, fruits and vegetables, legumes, and fish, and avoiding junk, processed foods. This diet keeps your blood vessels healthy, lowers the risk of metabolic syndrome. We know that when you become obese, it's not too sexy. But it also creates lethargy, lowers your testosterone, creates high blood pressure for which you need to take medication, and that's a downer on sexual performance. And so, totally makes sense. It's no surprise that the Mediterranean diet, which we know is beneficial to heart and circulatory health, might help to support circulation in another part of the body. Good story. 877-726-8255 is our number. In just a few moments, we'll be taking some of your phone calls. Plus, we got lots more to talk about in this weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. For decades, I've been preaching about the importance of a regimen of basic supplements that everyone should consider a part of their daily health routine. I've received countless questions from my audience asking for a specific recommendation, so I came up with an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the Intelligent Medicine lifestyle. the same supplements I take myself and prescribe for my patients. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com and check out my Intelligent Medicine Starter Kit, a short list of the basic supplements that I recommend as a starting point for those looking to take control of their health. They're the essential elements of a basic program that everyone could benefit from. Plus, you'll find easy-to-follow links to our heart health and immune protocols and much more. Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle Supplement Protocols combine the products I recommend to achieve your specific goals. And for a limited time, you'll get 10% off and free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to DearHoffmanStore.com. That's DearHoffmanStore.com.
As we age, forestalling and even reversing bone loss becomes more and more important. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a comprehensive formulation that supports optimal bone density to ensure your future bone health. It's Osteothera plus Ipraflavone from Claire Labs. Osteothera plus Ipraflavone helps inhibit bone resorption and promotes new bone formation. The Osteothera plus Ipraflavone formulation is vital for supporting the body in the formation and regeneration of bone to ensure your optimal skeletal health. I believe in Osteothera plus Ipraflavone so much that I've included it in the Intelligent Medicine Bone Health Protocol, and I recommend it to my patients. For more information and to purchase Osteothera plus Ipraflavone, just go to my online dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And if you read the newsletter this week, we're going to be talking about SIBO, small intestine bacterial overgrowth. Subscribe to our newsletter. Go to drhoffman.com and fill in your information, and you'll get a free newsletter in your inbox. Very informative every week. Our number, 877-726-8255 is our number. And we got lots to talk about. Of course, we'd love to hear from you. Call us at 877-726-TALK. But we got plenty of stories this week. And one of the stories has to do with probiotics. You know, last week, a story came across the media, and here's a sample headline. Probiotics are mostly useless and can actually hurt you. Talk about a clickbait headline. This is a story that is highly inaccurately reported. A study based on a mere 15 volunteers. Researchers at the Weizmann Institute in Israel gave probiotics to the volunteers, and lo and behold, they discovered that only in some of them did the probiotics actually appear in their stool samples. And as a result of that, they claim that probiotics are useless. And this is something that we've long noted, is that when you do a stool test on somebody taking certain probiotics, sometimes the probiotics don't appear in the stool, suggesting that they don't take root, they don't colonize. However, the researchers themselves readily admit relying on fecal samples as an indicator of what goes on in the gut is inaccurate and wrong. And I'm quoting the researchers themselves. Nevertheless, journalists saw fit to publish the headline, "Probiotics are mostly useless based on this study." And here's a study that came out just a couple of days ago, actually just yesterday, out of Georgetown University Medical Center. Headline, "Probiotic use may reduce antibiotic prescriptions." And here's what the researchers found. Use of probiotics is linked to reduced need for antibiotic treatment in infants and children. It's in the European Journal of Public Health. And the study found that when the results from 12 studies were pooled together, infants and children were, get this, 29% less likely to have been prescribed antibiotics if they received probiotics as a daily health supplement. I'll take that any day. But then they refined their analysis, and they repeated it. They looked at what they termed only the highest quality studies, and then this percentage increased to 53% reduction in the need for antibiotics. That's a spectacular result.
The findings are very intriguing, the researchers say. Quote, given this finding, potentially one way to reduce the use of antibiotics is to use probiotics on a regular basis. This, according to the lead study investigator, Daniel Merenstein. He's at Georgetown University School of Medicine. And they go on to say, we already have evidence that consuming probiotics reduces the incidence, duration, and severity of certain types of common acute respiratory and gastrointestinal infections. And more studies are needed in all ages, particularly in the elderly, to see if sustained probiotic use is connected to an overall reduction in antibiotic prescriptions. If so, this could potentially have a huge impact on the use of probiotics in general medicine and consumers in general. This according to Sarah King from Cambridge University, who also participated in the study. So what's going on here? So the probiotics, it's purported to not work when you take a probiotic, and the probiotic doesn't show up in your stool sample. So is it useless then? Well, the answer is that doesn't necessarily mean it's useless. And I've got to say that I myself have dabbled in checking my own stool samples using the various services that are available. And mostly what I found was disappointing is I, on a daily basis, take a probiotic, Dr. Hira's probiotic, which contains lactobacillus. I've taken many other probiotics, and consistently I find that I have zero lactobacillus in my stool, and many of my patients, a similar finding. So what's going on with that? Does that mean the probiotics are not working? They're not taking? It's sort of like spreading seeds in the Sahara Desert. It's an act of futility because the soil is not conducive to their growth. So does that mean that they're useless? Well, the answer is no, because probiotics may work in a different way in some people, because there's something called bacterial crosstalk. Bacteria in the intestinal tract interact with our immune system, a large part of which resides in what are called the Peyer's patches in our large intestine. And these Peyer's patches are actually receptors for information from the bacteria that populate our intestinal tracts, our microbiome. And if you have a healthy microbiome, you have healthy, beneficial crosstalk. And if you have an unhealthy microbiome with bad bacteria and a lack of good bacteria, your immune system gets the wrong signals. And so based on this idea of crosstalk, it certainly is plausible that even if antibiotics don't implant and grow in your intestinal tract, they're doing something. Moreover, probiotics may be responsible for the synthesis of beneficial compounds, vitamins, nutrients that are essential for the functioning of the immune system and for the bodily functioning generally. And so the claim probiotics are mostly useless is an act of journalistic malpractice, yet another distortion from the mainstream media. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our number, 877-726-8255, is our number. You can call us. And this is Intelligent Medicine.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen up. It's me, your immune system. I'm always hard at work defending you against the many disease-causing viruses and bacteria that you are exposed to every day. But sometimes I need help to defeat the bad bugs. Luckily, our friends at Kyolic have come to the rescue. Kyolic has two super immune-enhancing supplements, Kyolic Immune Formula 103 and Kyo Green Harvest Blend Immune Defense. Kyo Green Harvest Blend is a power-packed blend of organic and natural sourced grasses, ancient grains, fruits, veggies, herbal extracts, and spirulina in a fast dissolving drink mix for a quick and easy way to support immunity. Kyolic Immune Formula 103 combines immune boosting nutrients with aged garlic extract. Aged garlic extract has been clinically shown to support a healthy immune response and reduce both the duration and severity of cold and flu symptoms. Help me protect you with Kyolic supplements and nutritional drink mixes to fortify your immune health today. Available at fine natural health retailers.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and you can call us 877-726-8255. Yeah, you can really call us. Actually, we had a little bit of a glitch in the beginning of the show because there was a fire alarm in the studio, and our intrepid engineering staff had to momentarily evacuate until they determined that it was a false alarm, and they came back, but probably some calls came through at the beginning of the show, so you can start dialing again, 877-726-8255. We are indeed live, and we're taking your questions related to medicine and nutrition. All right, you heard of the anti-inflammatory diet. This is really an important concept in nutrition, is that certain foods are inflammatory, and certain foods are anti-inflammatory. Anti-inflammatory foods consists of fresh fruits and vegetables. Even tea and coffee have potent anti-inflammatory properties due to their polyphenol content. Low-fat cheese, actually whole-fat cheese, it says low-fat cheese here, but I don't see any reason to exclude normal-fat cheese. Olive oil, canola oil, nuts, chocolate, and moderate amounts of red wine and beer. These are all anti-inflammatory. And if some of this sounds familiar, it has a lot to do with the Mediterranean diet. That is a primer for anti-inflammatory foods, including polyphenol-rich olive oil. And what's pro-inflammatory then? Well, pro-inflammatory foods include processed red meat, refined carbohydrates, chips, soft drink beverages, sugary desserts, and so on. These are all pro-inflammatory, particularly cola beverages. Very, very pro-inflammatory. So they did a study of the effects of various anti-inflammatory, pro-inflammatory diets on the risk of dying. Isn't that what it's all about? Yeah, we can see, you know, the risk of heart disease, the risk of cerebrovascular disease, the risk of cancer, but really what it's all about is avoidance of dying, right, when it comes down to it. Journal of Internal Medicine study, 68,000 Swedish men and women aged 45 to 83. You get pretty good records there, good record-keeping in the Nordic countries. They were followed for 16 years. Participants who most closely followed an anti-inflammatory diet had, get this, an 18% lower risk of all-cause mortality. There was a 20% lower risk of cardiovascular mortality and a 13% lower risk of cancer mortality when compared with those who followed the diet to a lesser degree. Smokers who follow the diet, this is interesting. Smokers who follow the diet experienced even greater benefits when compared with smokers who did not follow the diet. So it suggests that an anti-inflammatory diet can even confer protection on smokers. This is not to say that smoking is okay, but you can mitigate the effects of smoking with an anti-inflammatory diet. In a companion study, this one is from the University of Illinois, dietary fiber reduces brain inflammation during aging. And brain inflammation is now thought to be a major cause of Alzheimer's disease and other neurodegenerative diseases like Parkinson's disease. These conditions afflict many older Americans. And if you don't get outright Alzheimer's disease, you're probably going to lose some IQ points on the way to being 95. According to a new study from the University of Illinois, there may be a remedy to delay the inevitable, dietary fiber. Now, what's the benefit of dietary fiber when it comes to brain inflammation? Well, when you consume dietary fiber, the bacteria digest the fiber and they produce what are called short-chain fatty acids, in particular something called butyrate. And butyrate, they say, is of interest because it's been shown to have anti-inflammatory properties on the microglia, which are the little cells in the brain that are responsible for cleanup. And butyrate improves memory in mice when administered as a separate supplement. One of the problems with sodium butyrate, you can give it to people, but it has a really stinky smell. It's poorly tolerated. I've used it, but it's hard to get people to take sodium butyrate. Actually, a better way to get butyrate into your brain is to eat fiber so the bacteria in your intestine can transform the fiber into short-chain fatty acids, including butyrate. This new study reveals that in old mice, butyrate inhibits production of damaging chemicals by inflamed microglia. So, the researchers say people are not likely to consume sodium butyrate directly due to its noxious odor. It sort of smells like a goat's hindquarters. Butyric acid is really smelly. In fact, you've heard of stink bombs? You know, sometimes they try to create a some sort of disturbance on campuses by throwing stink bombs. I know that happened during the Vietnam War on my campus. And they threw a butyrate stink bomb into one of our classroom buildings. And for weeks and weeks afterwards, the building stank. So how do you get this stuff to be made inside of you? Well, less likely that you're going to take oral sodium butyrate, more likely that simply by taking fiber in your diet, you're going to improve your short-chain fatty acid production, which has a direct beneficial effect on your brain, reducing inflammation. And there you have it, the anti-inflammatory diet and fiber. These are things that can help ward off inflammation, which is one of our pathways to disease, heart disease, cancer, and early death. All right, while we're talking about the gastrointestinal tract, here's a very, very important element for prevention of health problems in that part of the body. Did you know the benefits of nature's most powerful superfood are universal and always available no matter what your age? Well, here's a nutritional supplement that I recommend and use that's clinically proven to maintain optimal immune function, eliminate harmful pathogens and fight infections, and cleanse and prevent the absorption of toxins. It's colostrum LD from Sovereign Laboratories. Adding colostrum LD to your diet provides the essential nutrition needed to maintain optimal health. And with Sovereign's proprietary enhanced delivery system, that's the LD part, liposomal delivery, colostrum LD is the most effective colostrum available. Colostrum LD has wide-ranging health benefits at every stage of life, from infancy to advanced old age. So to order, just go to SovereignLaboratories.com. That's SovereignLaboratories.com. And if you're a first-time customer, here's a great offer. You can get a full 5-day supply for free. Just go to SovereignLaboratories.com for colostrum LD. Tell them Dr. Hoffman sent you. SovereignLaboratories.com for colostrum LD. So here's an interesting finding. You know, recently there's been a call for zero tolerance for alcohol. At first they said, you know, drink moderately. You know, that's that anti-inflammatory diet principle in Mediterranean diet. Red wine and sometimes beer forms part of the diet, and it was thought that the polyphenols in the alcohol, the resveratrol in red wine, the hops in the beer, have anti-inflammatory benefits and reduce the risk for cardiovascular disease. Well, lately there's been a call for zero tolerance for alcohol because at virtually any level, alcohol seems to increase the risk for certain cancers, cancers of the esophagus, of the pancreas, of the breast, and so on. So now they're saying that this health recommendation to drink moderately, no such thing. Well, is drinking natural to the human diet? Well, certainly alcohol as we know it, well, maybe if it's around, you know, for a couple thousand years, the Greeks drank wine and the Romans drank wine. And I guess the Assyrians made their own form of beer 2,500 or 3,000 years ago. But, you know, going back further, was alcohol really part of the paleo diet? Well, here's an interesting finding. World's oldest brewery found in Israel, archaeological evidence has now uncovered what may be the world's oldest site for alcohol production. 13,000 years ago, a beer-like beverage may have been served in ceremonies. And what's interesting about this predates the agricultural revolution. It was believed that agriculture, as we know it, where they raised primitive grains by planting seeds and reaping harvests, that began somewhere between perhaps 8 and 10,000 years ago. But this is 13,000 years ago. The suggestion is these folks gathered wild grains and fermented them into kind of a soupy beer. You know, it wasn't Miller High Life. The groups doing this are called Natufians. They lived in the pre-agricultural era, what's called the Neolithic era. They showed some of the hallmarks of civilization. They buried some of their dead in a platform of flowers and plants, and apparently also produced a soup-like liquid, an alcoholic drink. So what this does is this takes our timeline back an additional, many thousand years, perhaps 10,000 years, suggesting that humans have been trying to get high on alcohol for a very long time. And so when we talk about the paleo diet, well, maybe alcohol is part of that, at least in a rough form, a soup-like liquid that in no way resembles a high-quality champagne. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for questions on today's Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is a way to get your questions to me live on today's broadcast. And we have another way to get questions to me. You can record your questions at drhoffman.com on your PC or Mac on the home page. There's a little rectangle on the right side of the page. And if you click on that, it'll prompt you to record a question, as did Forrest. Let's hear from Forrest.
Hello, Dr. Hoffman and Lila. What do you think of the type of minerals that are liquid? They're called colloidal minerals. If you get it in a reputable major nutrition or a supplement firm, are those equivalent or very useful as compared to them in pills?
Okay, that's a great question, and thanks for allowing me to tee up on the subject. Colloidal minerals are minerals in a liquid form in a colloid. And a colloid, you know, for those of you who have studied chemistry, harken back to high school or college chemistry, it's a substance that's uniformly distributed in very tiny particles throughout another substance. So that would be these minerals in little tiny particles are floating around in usually water. And so the idea is that these minerals are somehow more bioavailable than minerals that you find in a pill. Well, that's a dubious claim. And Often these colloidal minerals come from various types of rocks, from shale deposits. They purport to contain a broader spectrum of the minerals that you need, you know, some unusual things like rubidium and gallium, and, you know, minerals that you've forgotten about since you studied the periodic table in school, in addition to the, you know, the usual culprits, magnesium and selenium and zinc and copper and chromium and molybdenum. These are the most popular minerals and trace elements that you'll find in a multiple. So, you know, I got to say, I'm not a big fan of these. The claims that they're more bioavailable, I don't know if they are. The claims that they are from safe sources, I'm not sure that that's entirely true, because if you take, you know, you may get some bad stuff in there. You may get some lead, some mercury, some cadmium in there. So unless the company has done specific testing for the presence of harmful minerals, maybe that's not so good. And besides, the potency of these things is very low. So in a multiple, you might get, I don't know, 30, 50 milligrams of zinc. In a colloidal formula, you may get 1 or 2 milligrams of zinc. So you're not getting very much. You're not getting a lot of bang for your buck when you get these colloidal products. I mean, I think they're marketed as kind of a hypey alternative to ordinary supplements, but I think that the claims are really overblown, and I'm not a big fan of colloidal minerals, never have been. So thanks for that good question. Are you a muscle head, or do you confine your activities to just brisk walking? That's the sum total of your exertions. Well, here's a study, big study. 80,000 adults over 30, and they followed them for a long time, from 1994 to 2008. And during that time, there were 5,700 deaths. And so this is kind of a way to see, well, what's going on, the relationship between exercise and the risk of dying among these adults. And they looked at strength-promoting exercise, resistance exercise, versus aerobic exercise, or a combination of both, and the impact on various diseases or on overall death rate. So what they found is that adhering to just strength training was associated with a 21% reduction in the risk of dying, a 34% reduction in the risk of cancer, and that's pretty good. Adhering to just aerobics, a little less efficacious, 16% risk of dying, cardiovascular disease reduction of 22%. But if you adhere to both guidelines, there was a 29% risk of dying overall. There was a 30% reduction in cancer. And the results of the study suggest that promoting adherence to the strength exercise guidelines over and above generic physical activity targets would result in better health outcomes. In other words, if you're going to exercise, yeah, sure, you know, do, you know, with the usual, the requisite 150 minutes of aerobic exercise, you know, take a brisk walk 40 minutes at least 3 times a week, covering, you know, at least a couple miles. That's all good. That's going to improve your likelihood of dying early or suffering cancer or cardiovascular disease. But add strength-promoting exercise and you'll amp up your protection. So those of you hanging out in the gym, you're not just vain muscle heads. You're improving your overall well-being. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255. Stay tuned for another hour of Intelligent Medicine. We'll answer some of your questions then.
Be proactive. Sure, you take your daily vitamins, but do you replenish the glutathione levels in your body as part of your long-term health strategy? Glutathione is our body's primary antioxidant. It is unique in its ability to repair and rebuild cellular damage caused by free radicals, exposure to environmental toxins, and the aging process. As we age, our levels decrease, making it important to continually boost our glutathione levels. Why is RegActive so groundbreaking and so important? Backed by over 20 years of published research, RegActive products contain ME3, a patented probiotic delivery system which carries glutathione past our stomach acids and into our bodies, stimulating our own body's production of glutathione. It's a paradigm-changing approach to health and anti-aging wellness. Join our family today. Our RegActive family of glutathione-producing supplements, liver and detox, cardio wellness, and immune and vitality. Be proactive. Choose RegActive. Available online and coming to fine natural products retailers nationwide.